This morning on the third hour of Today, sounding the alarm.
This has probably been the third or fourth day in a row that my alarm clock has not gone off.
Oversleeping iPhone users complaining about missed alarms. We're going to tell you how to make sure it doesn't happen to you. Plus, mood change, popular drugs used for weight loss under the microscope over a possible side effect. Why some people say they're losing weight but don't feel great. Then later, in Food for Thought, a cookie company that started in a home kitchen and now has got a celebrity following.
I know it seems like my business took off and I made it, but it was a lot of day in and day out.
We'll meet the woman who switched careers and found sweet success. And we're going to kick off our Start Today May Challenge with some exercises to help us get stronger in time for summer. Today, Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of Today.
Ah, good Tuesday morning. Welcome to this third hour of Today. What is so funny?
You're just yelling at everybody.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Yeah, that's how you get started.
The whole gang's here. Dylan is here.
Hi.
Chanel is here. Albert Roker is
here. Hi, Albert.
Hello.
And you're with us. It is going to be a fantastic Tuesday show.
All right.
Yes.
Have I overpromised?
Let's go.
Unless you overslept, and then it's not safe.
It happens.
And that, my friends, is what we call a segue into business. We're going to start with some breaking snooze for you. Way to go, Matthew Stalwarts. Hopefully your alarm went off on time this morning.
You know, nothing causes a panic quite like missing an alarm. And now some iPhone users are taking to social media to complain that their phones are not waking them up. NBC's Emily Akeda did some investigating. She's here to tell us all about it. You woke up just fine.
I made it here.
Things are good in your world.
But I will say I've got an alarm clock in my shopping cart now because this is like my worst nightmare. Yeah. We talked with an expert who told us right now this doesn't appear to be really widespread, but don't tell that to all the people who overslept as Apple says it's working to fix an issue.
This morning, the nightmare of sleeping past an alarm
is
now becoming a reality for some iPhone users.
This has probably been the third or fourth day in a row that my alarm clock has not gone off.
Across social media, upset oversleepers sharing their experiences with alarm failures, forcing them to miss class, work, and even school pickups. And as videos clock in millions of views, it turns out some can relate.
I've noticed for the past week or so, my alarm just wasn't waking me up.
What's been going on with the Apple alarm clocks lately?
Apple says it is aware of an issue causing some iPhone alarms to not play the expected sound and said the company is working on a fix. In the meantime, many sounding off on the Attention Aware feature.
Okay, I do some Googling. This is a thing. This is a thing. You need to turn off something related to attention.
According to Apple, the setting allows the iPhone to check whether a user is paying attention and will lower the sound of alerts if the user is looking at the device.
Some people have said that turning off an attention aware feature has helped solve this problem. Maybe it is sensing that there's a face or something, and so you're not hearing that alarm sound.
To turn off the function, go into the iPhone settings, hit Face ID and passcode, and scroll down to the attention aware setting to disable it.
Well, I have a mental alarm. I set my head for 6:45 and I get up.
For those without a mental alarm, Apple just offered a breakdown of the app, noting, do not disturb, the ring silent switch, and silent mode don't affect the alarm sound, urging users to double-check sound settings under sound and haptics and each alarm that is set. And if you're using standby settings, make sure to keep your phone stationary. But of course, who can sleep on the old-fashioned physical alarm clock that's guaranteed to make some noise?
If you're worried about missing an alarm, there all are alternatives. Alarmy is an app that makes you do math problems or take a photo of a specific part of your home to shut it off.
When it's time before it'll go off?
Exactly.
Oh,
that's
can you
right.
Imagine.
And
just
some
take your square root.
Yeah, it's really making you think or get up and do physical activity. But some so-called wake-up light bulbs will mimic the sunrise. I actually have some of those.
Yeah,
and studies show waking up to a song could make you less groggy. Now, I will say it's not clear to what extent there is user error happening.
Sure.
Here, but then also system error. But Apple says it's working to fix an issue.
I notice all those people in those TikToks are all very young.
Well, they're on TikTok complaining.
I will say there is someone who pulls up outside my window on a motorcycle
every single morning.
Oh, that's your alarm
right
clock.
Before my alarm goes off.
Oh,
so that's like that's my backup.
So you don't even need a
set. You like that? Because I'll keep doing it.
Yeah.
Really rev it up.
Do you use only one phone, all of you guys?
I use one. I use my phone, then I've got a traditional alarm clock. That's
like this analog alarm clock.
You have like a plug-in.
No, it runs. It's a wind-up.
Oh, like a battery.
No, it's a wind-up.
I don't even know what that means.
Wait a minute.
That's what I'm about to order.
You use a wind-up alarm clock?
Yeah.
Like Daddy Warbucks, like the kind that like you wear around your neck.
You're thinking of Flava Flav.
Oh, pocket watch, which you
pocket
also
watch.
Have.
Yeah.
How long have you used the wind up?
I've had it for years.
We've had a Daddy Warbucks and a Flava Flav reference before 9 a.m.
How old are you?
I'm very old.
Okay, let's move
But
on.
Guess what? I always wake up.
He's never missed his alarm. Well,
there was that one time.
One time, wake up with Al. I didn't even miss the Today Show. I missed the Weather Channel. Show.
And somebody noticed.
It was so slow that day. It was in USA Today the next day.
I didn't even know they still made wind-up alarm clocks.
Have you ever showed up late to the show?
There you go. Well done, Adi.
The alarm went off.
Well done.
Great discussion.
Thank you, Emily.
Thanks, guys. All right, turning now to concerns about a possible side effect of some popular drugs being used for weight loss. Some people say they are experiencing changes in mood and attitude. It's being called Ozempic personality. Senior consumer investigative correspondent Vicky Nguyen is here to tell us more. Vicky, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. In addition to losing weight, some people say they're also dealing with these serious changes in their habits, how they socialize, and their appearance. And it is all leading some to worry that the medicines are changing their personalities.
My anxiety is through the freaking roof.
It's the latest side effect that's giving some patients pause.
I absolutely, for months now, have been feeling depressed.
They say popular diabetes drugs, which are also used for weight loss, such as Ozempic and Mounjaro, are leading to mood changes and depression in what's been dubbed Ozempic personality. Some users complain they don't feel like themselves, their joy dulled.
I used to be a really positive, bubbly, like sunshine person. And over the last year and a half, I've kind of lost that.
Since being prescribed Ozempic, Sydney Foster has lost 90 pounds. She says it's her mental health that's now weighing her down.
Is this making you rethink your relationship with this drug that you're using for weight loss?
It has been. I know I don't want to have the same mindset forever. If it just means staying skinny, that's not what I want.
These injections include the ingredient semaglutide, which regulates hunger and makes you feel full. But experts say its effect on mood needs more research.
There has not been any link directly with the drug and any known personality disorder or any known psychiatric condition. But it would not be impossible to see a range of responses, including a change in personality.
After receiving 175 reports from Ozempic and Wegovy patients experiencing suicidal thoughts, an FDA study found no link between the drugs and suicide, though the administration added it could not rule out that a small risk may exist, and it's continuing to study the issue. What's more, while Wegovy, which is approved for chronic weight management, lists depression as a possible side effect, Ozempic, which is used to treat type 2 diabetes, does not. Novo Nordisk, the company behind both drugs, says it collaborates closely with the FDA to monitor the safety of all its medicines. This latest complaint adding to a growing list from some patients.
My biggest side effect was nausea.
Health and wellness store GNC announcing its locations will now have a dedicated section of items that may help address more common side effects, like products that support GI health, muscle mass and bone density, and nutrition. And while doctors say the relationship between mood changes and the drugs needs to be studied, they're hopeful their benefits outweigh potential hazards.
I am not worried about it when I weigh the risk of obesity, diabetes, and all the other health conditions against the use of this drug.
Thank you, Vicky. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's turn to some serious cuteness right now. This morning, we can exclusively announce that the search for the 2024 Gerber baby kicking off today.
Oh.
Gerber officially opening up the call for photo entries, looking for its next CGO, Chief Growing Officer. You probably remember Maddie, last year's Gerber baby.
Well, guess what?
She is now passing on the rattle. This year, Gerber is celebrating more babies than ever before. They won't just be announcing this year's official Gerber baby. Gerber will also select 10 additional babies whose submissions capture the sweet and special moments in their lives.
That's a good idea.
Oh, that's really cute.
Here's some that we've gotten in already.
Oh, jeez. Are you kidding me? You guys found that one?
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, who's who?
Aye, Popeye.
Wow.
Can we start with Al?
I was born with a hat.
Yeah, I was like, how?
Why are you wearing a hat at one?
That's adorable.
Look at the side eye.
That's it. Oh my gosh,
these are so
And look
so
at Chanel.
Cute. I have an issue where my tongue wouldn't go in my mouth.
Clearly.
Oh, wow.
Clearly. That's...
And Dylan, you've got kind of a smirk. You know, like, what are you looking at?
She's had it for 40
smirk.
Years.
Are you joking? Look at her now. She's got that same smirk.
This is so cute. What about little baby Sky?
Sky should enter her. Could get in there.
You should enter.
She's awfully cute.
So here's the thing.
Look at that.
That little baby.
Contest over.
No
babies need to apply.
So unfair.
The picture where she's looking at you, those are the good ones. She's just kind of like, Uncle Al. No,
Grandpa.
You're not Uncle.
Grandpa.
Pop, Al. All right.
Has she started saying it yet?
No.
Not yet. But I'm
even though you stand over her, you're like, pop.
So we all think our kids are the cutest kids or your grandkids or kids in your life. So if you want to find out how to apply for Gerber's photo search, you can head to today.com and we will reveal this year's Gerber baby right here live in studio in a few months. So good luck. Get those pictures going and send them in.
Let the voting begin.
Yeah.
All right. Up next, our series on the money. We're going to help you get ready for summer with some money saving strategies, everything from vacations to barbecues. We're going to tell you how you can save a few bucks. And then a little bit later, meet the woman who baked up a business idea in her kitchen. Chanel, you were just talking about this woman.
They are the best cookies.
It's turned into a full-fledged cookie craze.
Happy for her.
Third hour of today, right back after this. Time now for our series on the money. Spring flying by, which means it's time to start planning for summer, folks, and those plans can get pretty pricey. So here to help keep those budgets in check, NBC News senior business analyst Stephanie Ruhle. Always happy when Steph Ruhle is here. Thanks for being
here. Happy to be here. Yeah.
So, I mean, weddings. You know, weddings get expensive fast. And
I just came home from a destination wedding in Charleston, South Carolina.
God's country.
Sure was.
But then it wasn't cheap.
It was not cheap at all. So as soon as you get the save the date to a wedding, start budgeting. And don't just think, oh, it's just a wedding. How are you getting there?
Yep.
How are you getting around?
Yep.
Are you going to a bachelorette party? Are you going to a shower? These things cost a lot. Now, you also have to think about what you're going to give. Traditionally, people said, oh, you should give, you know, the cost of what the bride and groom spend. Forget that. You should give what you can afford, especially if you're going to a destination wedding.
That's a good
if you were spending all that money for a destination wedding, I am A-okay with your gift being a picture of you at that wedding, okay? But if it's somebody you're really close to, it's a local wedding, you might want to give more. This is my most important.
Yeah.
You are not the bride. You are not the groom.
Preach.
You do not need a new ensemble.
Preach.
You can recycle your look. However, make sure you know the dress code. At the last minute, if you suddenly read that it's black tie and you're hustling to rent a tuxedo, that adds up.
That's a good point.
You could donate in their name to the Human Fund.
You could.
A little Seinfeld reference.
There you go.
Anyway, okay, let's get ready for summer. A little vacation planning.
Okay, you need to start planning now. And the first thing you need to think about are the biggest things.
Right.
Where are you going to stay?
Yep.
How are you going to get around? That costs a lot. Now, if you're going to fly, before you book anything, do you have points? Do you have miles?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have something you often forget?
I know you looked for Craig back there, but he's gone.
He's already left. Do you have credits? Oh, thank you. Do you have credits? Make sure you pay attention. Now, you're going to laugh at me on this one,
but
think about this maybe as a working vacation, right? There are all sorts of sites you can work with that you can be a house sitter. You can be a pet sitter, and that pays for your housing.
Right.
There's another one. Definitely don't laugh. WWOF, Worldwide Organization for Organic Farming. You can get free housing
if
you work the farm.
Do a little green apron.
Yes, I realize that is not for everyone, but there's also house shares where you can swap a house with someone in a different location.
Yep.
Also, peer-to-peer cars, right? You can swap cars with somebody.
Right.
That's a great way to share. This is my most important.
Yeah.
go to the grocery store, right? As soon as I landed in Charleston, did I go shop? Did I go to a fancy store?
No,
did I go to a spa? No, I did not.
You went to the grocery Piggly Wiggly.
I literally went to Piggly Wiggly and I bought groceries.
I'm trying to drive you to the store.
Every time my kids are hungry, we are not calling room service.
All right.
Sorry. Yes.
What was that reference? I don't understand.
Piggly Wiggly?
You know Piggly Wiggly.
Driving Miss Daisy.
Oh, come on. S. Jones.
You got to turn back your black card.
Okay, moving on. Well, no, because watch this. We have a lot of, I'm just kidding. We have a lot of barbecues over the summer. And you know what I've realized? It adds up.
Sure does.
Because you end up having to pay for all the meat.
And when your friends say, can I bring something? You know what the answer is? Let's say it together. Yes.
I need to start saying yes.
Yes.
I was like, oh, just bring wine.
No. Yes. And I get it. You don't want them to bring the main dish because you can't risk that. But there are sides. There's dessert. There's paper goods. Shop in season. If Dylan and I are going to have a barbecue in our home state of New Jersey, it's the summer. Go with Jersey corn.
Okay.
Go with Jersey tomatoes. Shop local. And if you're a guest and you can't necessarily bring wine, say, I will do the dishes.
I was just about to say, for those who linger and they stay with me in the kitchen,
and just drink,
you're a real one.
They're doing nothing.
No, I know the people who help.
You do the dishes.
We're focusing
on the
positive.
If I know you'll do the dishes, I will definitely invite you over.
Okay,
just so you know.
And last but not least,
just have a good time.
I agree.
Come on now.
Don't be so busy hosting that you can't have fun.
Yes, there you go.
Okay, so you planned your summer, and now all of a sudden these like little things start popping up. Little last minute invitations. How do we account for that?
You know I'm getting nerdy on you. Always have a sinking fund if you can afford it. Whenever you get your paycheck, immediately put some money away. Even if it's only $25 a paycheck, if you get paid biweekly between now and 4th of July, that's $150 you've saved. And remember, when the summer comes and you want to have a beach day and you want to have a surprise day, then you've got that money saved. Last one, don't always say yes. Al Roker might say, come upstate, I'm having a party. You know what? I might say, Al, I'll see you in the city. It starts with no.
There you go.
You might like somebody a lot, but if it costs a lot, feel free to say, see you next
this
time.
This was good. This was good. Thank you.
Oh, this was great. You walked away right after. Don't try to make up.
No. I had to go over and do a thing.
Coming up, our series Food for Thought. We're excited for this one. Story behind a new L.A. hotspot. Cookies with a celebrity following. How one entrepreneur took a leap that changed her life. Then later, Mom's Day is less than 2 weeks away. Got some great gift ideas, including the cozy blanket that will warm her heart. Third hour of the day back in just 60 seconds.
And that hat.
We are all so excited because of their samples. We're back with our Food for Thought series. Today, we're going to bring you the story behind L.A.'s latest cookie craze. NBC's Kaylee Hartung joins us with more. Kaylee, Chevnel has been singing the praises of these
cookies. I met her in L.A. I had no idea she was going to be on the show today. I'm happy for her.
Oh, and she told me she met you and was thrilled to. I know. Look at that. So, guys, Fleurissel, which means flowers and salt in French, just opened their doors last month in L.A., but this bakery already had a massive following. So I had to go find out why and how this small business rose to fame.
Throughout the pandemic, I just made cookies, and to have that be enough, more than enough, to have this space is just like a dream come true.
After getting furloughed from her sales job during the pandemic, Laura Adekoya was craving comfort and connection. So she started baking, delivering the sweet treats to friends.
Sharing is the best way to connect with someone. I really wanted to bring comfort to my friends, my neighbors. So baking cookies and sharing them was an easy, pivot.
Word began to spread, and Laura decided it was time to rise to the occasion.
Part of why I started the business was because I was tired of being told no. I was like, I need to have more control over my future.
Still working out of her home kitchen, Laura took a digital-first approach, allowing customers to place orders online and come pick them up. The buzz got louder with each special drop she'd announce.
You never have taken a business course.
No.
And yet you continue, it seems, to pivot your strategy. How has that been possible?
Honestly, I feel like having a pandemic-born business, I only know how to adapt to change, whether it's adapting to a trend on social media, whether it's adapting to, sales and meeting the customer where they are. I feel like that's just something that is innate.
Now the giant soft cookies are a favorite among many, including actress Jennifer Love Hewitt, who posted on Instagram, NBA superstar Russell Westbrook and his wife Nina, and former Olympic sprinter Allison Felix. And when the doors opened to Fleurissel Bakery last month, folks lined up down the block.
Your customers are at the core of everything you do here, it feels.
Yes, they are. They're everything to me. having a great product is one thing, but having a customer base, a client base, a following, and people that believe in me when sometimes I don't believe in myself is everything.
How does one go from dropping off cookies for friends to this?
A lot of hard work. I know it seems like my business took off and I made it, but it was a lot of day in and day out. This bakery right here, we conceptualized in maybe 2021, and we just opened our doors when we're 2024.
How does the dream you had compare to the reality?
It's like this.
Laura credits her success not only to her customers, but to her parents and fiance, who helped her build too.
My drive, my determination, it comes from them. I feel very grateful, and I feel a lot of responsibility for myself, for other women, for other minority-owned business owners, for other small entrepreneurs with a dream.
Oh, this is where the magic happens.
Yes.
While at the bakery, I volunteered to take on the responsibility of taste tester.
A bit bigger space than the kitchen in your apartment when you first began.
Yes, we've come a long way. We now have 22 flavors. Granted, the sea salt chocolate chip is our number one seller. It's like our creme de la creme. It's the best.
Can we get these in the oven so I can try them soon enough?
Let's go.
Show me the way.
This way or rotate?
Yeah, rotate. There you go.
I mean, the smell. It's heavenly.
And let me tell you, these cookies are badder than you think.
There's some weight to this.
Oh, yeah.
It is falling apart in the best, most delicious and magical way. Oh, oh my gosh. Your heart and soul baked right in.
I could cry.
We got to make sure we get some to New York. So up until she recently hired her first employees, Laura has made every single cookie herself, no matter if it was just a dozen or hundreds. And she's vowing to maintain her involvement at the bakery with her sleeves rolled up as the orders keep coming in. And guys, of course, I had to send some over for you to try. I wish I could have hand-delivered them. Believe you me.
The snickerdoodle.
So you guys have, the OG, the sea salt chocolate chip there.
Oh, my gosh.
That's good.
Also, I know the vanilla bean sugar is in there somewhere, the raspberry pistachio amour, and the brownie fudge noir extreme I see right there on the left.
This is really good. Yeah.
I'm really happy for her. You know, when we
I'm just going to lay down and take a nap.
When we do stories on young men and women who, you know, listen, they don't have a lot of resources. They just have a dream and a talent.
Yep.
I love that we can shine a light on them. This was cool that we did this.
They're great.
Really good.
Thank you,
Kaylee.
Sending some.
Thanks for sending.
Enjoy.
Yum.
Now all of our mouths are full.
But wow.
Coming up, the mother.
We don't have to read.
The mother of all gift segments. We're going to share some great ideas for Mother's Day. And then, of course, after we eat cookies, what are we going to do?
Of course.
We're going to work up a sweat with a new Start Today workout that you can do right at home. Third hour of today. Right back after this.
All right. May 1st is tomorrow. And Mother's Day less than 2 weeks away. So if it slipped your mind, don't worry. Lifestyle expert Chassie Post is here in her beautiful yellow with some thoughtful Mom's Day selections. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
We love this first.
We do. And I think you have some unique and personalized gifts, a little combination of both.
Yes, to celebrate all the just beautiful moms and mother figures out there.
These are cute.
How cute are these? So these are style, if your mom loves fashion, stylish and very sweet sweatshirts from a brand called BFF and Babes.
Okay.
And they're called the Love on the Cuff sweatshirt because not only can you personalize the front, so we've got Deborah, Lindsay, Chanel, and Dylan. You can do mama, grandma, auntie.
That's hot.
But
and for the kids' names.
Then.
That's really
if
cute.
You wear your heart on your sleeve. You can also personalize the cuffs there. So we've got your kids' names.
That's really cute.
And you know what's great? You can do up to 15 names. So if grandma has.
That's a big family.
A lot of
full
grandchildren.
Would someone have?
There's room
literally
for everyone. And they've got a great 20% off a discount exclusive to today. And prices start at $45.
Okay.
Let's get to some banana pudding.
Have you got, all right, Pat.
I haven't had it in a while. So
this is from Magnolia Bakery.
Thank you.
This is their world famous banana pudding. And we all know Magnolia, you know, from maybe Sex and the City and their world famous cupcakes. Well, guess what? Magnolia told us that this is their top seller of all time. Last year, they sold 2.2 million cups.
You know what I did? I sent this to my grandmother a couple years ago because she doesn't need anything, right? They don't need any more things around the house. So this is like, it's just yummy. It's a treat.
And it comes in a set of six. Yeah. So they've got classic banana pudding. They've got red velvet banana pudding and a chocolate hazelnut.
Wow.
And they said last year they sold they used 275 tons of bananas. If you line those up to go around the globe, 55 times.
I have a couple of brown ones on my counter. If
really,
some more.
Really
what
popular.
Is this?
Okay, this is so sweet. How about for the mom who needs a hug, which is every mom, right? So this is called the Big Hug Blanket, and it's a personalized blanket. And this was created by the inspiring Arona Martin. And look at this. So you have all, you comes, you know, with a plain blanket and then plain tags. So you can personalize, you know, messages of love and appreciation to mom. So every time mom cuddles up,
there are all these little messages.
She can see and feel all the love. Isn't that beautiful? And you can do more tags. You just use permanent markers or really anything.
Yeah. My kids are always drawing me pictures, but they're just on paper. You know what's a great idea I just had? I remember when I was at church, there were a lot of women. No, this is going to be good. I promise. They used to have a, in the bulletin, there was a section called Sick and Shut In, right?
Yeah.
So there are all these older women who are at home. And, you know, I think if the kids, like a bunch of kids would do this for women who are seniors and have messages and women who have blankets, it would be very nice.
So y'all many. Yes, but that's beautiful. So many applications.
And for some of the women at church who might like to do their hair while they're waiting for Chanel to finish that story.
You talking about a sick and shut in
the mom who loves beauty. Okay, so I heard a little rumor that this is from Wavy Talk, and this is their Ionic Thermal styling brush, and I heard a rumor that they were big on TikTok, so I did a little investigating myself. Hundreds of millions of views, and here's why people love it. Yeah, because it gives you that fabulous voluminous blowout look without the pain of a blowout. I did not this morning, but I did try it, and it is fabulous.
And once you've done your hair, it's fabulous hat.
Oh my gosh. We've got a hat for everybody. For Dylan, this is from the Monogram Corner, and I love these.
This is my favorite.
Yep, this is that lifeguard hat that is so fabulous.
Dylan's wearing mine.
Right? I love it. And we're getting 25% off. So normally, these are $68, but today, just $51, but you got to order by end of the day.
Okay.
And I love
And then you can sit and have your coffee, your iced coffee.
You can, but guess what, Al? Not just any coffee maker. This is from Keurig, and it is an iced coffee and hot coffee maker in one.
Ooh.
So mom can say, hey, maybe I want an iced coffee.
How do it know?
Push a button, and it's from Walmart, and it's $59.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
That's great.
Too much sugar. Thank you, Jassy. All right, shop these products.
Ladies of church, you're sitting here.
Especially ones with sick and shut in this. Today.com/shop, or you can scan the QR code to sign up for text messages, and you can get the links sent straight to your phone.
You can tweet me and tell me I'm right.
We come back, May also means it's time for a new Start Today challenge. Our fitness leader, Stephanie Mansour, is here to help us get stronger this spring. Then later, a healthy spring meal to give us a little boost of energy for those workouts. Our pal, Samadada, is making a fresh, flavorful pasta dish. We'll be right back.
Wear this while you go to the Piggly Wiggly.
All right, we're wrapping up April, so that means it's time for a new Start Today challenge. Today, fitness contributor Stephanie Mansour is here with exercises to help you keep going through May. So just go ahead, scan that QR code on the screen, and get going.
And we have a huge congratulations to the Start Today team for hitting 100,000.
Yay!
Yay. Vibes going, and we have two Start Today community members to help us. We have Jeannie and Rosemarie. Good morning to
Good morning.
So we're getting into May. Yeah. So what's the vibe going into May here?
You know, I polled our Start Today members, and they said they wanted another mileage challenge. So we've got 100 miles to walk this May. Ooh. And when you break it down, it's only about 6,500 steps a day.
Okay.
In addition, they wanted strength training. So me wanting to make everyone happy, I did one routine with dumbbells and another routine. protein with resistance bands. Oh. So you get the best of both worlds for strength training, which also helps to speed up your metabolism, can help with weight loss if that's one of your goals, and also just helps you to feel stronger and happier in your everyday life.
Okay. So Jeannie here. Jeannie, thank you for coming in. Jeannie is a middle school teacher, so she's doing God's work.
Yeah.
But she wants to, you want to make more time for exercise as well. And you've got a question for Steph?
Yes. So I'm a busy mom. You know, I work full time, but and I like doing Pilates, but I don't get to go to the studio or the gym every day. So can you recommend a core exercise that's gentle on the back for the days that I can do at home that I can't make it out?
Yes. So what we're going to do is we're going to sit down on the ground and do a sit-up, but not just any sit-up. This is Pilates-based. Yes. So what we're going to do is start with that half roll down. So holding on to your dumbbell here, just because dumbbells are part of our workout routine, we're going to pull the abs in really tight, roll down halfway, and if that feels okay, you can roll down all the way into that Pilates roll down, and then slowly come up as you exhale, pulling the abs in with the weight at your chest, sitting up nice and tall. Craig, can you sit up a little? Yes, I love that.
Why the dumbbell?
This is making it a little bit more intense. Oh, so it's adding weight so that you're lifting, you know, these are 4-pound weights. You're lifting 4 pounds extra than your regular body weight. And then to add on for upper body, we're going to do a chest press here. So we're going to press up and then come back to center, roll down. So we do 10 of these, and then we move on to the next exercise. How does that feel?
It feels really good. I really feel my core pulling in, and I'm breathing out when I come up, which is helping too.
Exactly. Does it feel kind of like Pilates?
It does. I totally feel it.
Do that. Good. We do 10 repetitions, and then we move on to the next exercise.
Okay. All right. Is that us?
Great job.
Thank you.
Yes. Bring in Rosemary. She's a retired
nurse. I know, right?
I know you like to walk a Rosemary for your mental health. Your kids are grown now. Do you have a question for Stephanie?
Yeah. My question is, what exercises using resistance band engage the core to balance before a brisk walk?
Oh, that's a good question.
That is a good question. And you want to make sure your core is engaged while you're walking. Mm-hmm. So we're going to pick up our resistance bands here.
Okay.
And all you need for this workout challenge is the resistance bands with the handles. These are really inexpensive. Yeah. You can pack them with you while you're traveling. We're going to step with one foot in the center of the band. Good. Nice job. Okay. Pull the abs in. Hold the tension on the band. This is going to make it more challenging to engage your core. And then we're going to slowly lean forward and lift the back leg up, coming into a single leg deadlift. Now, ideally, you want to get parallel to the ground. If not, that's okay. You can literally go 30 degrees instead of going all the way down to parallel.
Yeah.
I know. It really works the balance. Press down with that standing foot's heel as you lift the back leg back.
Mm.
Now, to add on, for those of you that want to step it up a little bit, we're going to do an upright row with this. So we do the single leg deadlift, balancing.
Ooh, it's hard.
I know. Pull the abs in and then pull the band up to your chest and lower it down. And again, we repeat 10 times and then switch to the other side.
So we do this, we do our walking.
Good. Yes, we're gonna get in shape for summer.
Start today.
I'm out of shape.
I know.
It's a good little workout.
And you can sign up for more at today.com/starttoday. And that's where we have the daily newsletter. Yeah. You can join us on Instagram, join us on Facebook. It's a great community.
It's a great community.
With amazing people like you guys too.
Thank you. Yes. It was nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you.
All right, just ahead, we are making dinner and dessert in Today Food with our friend Samadatta. She's sharing her recipe for a brownie batter that you can eat without even turning on your oven, especially as it gets warmer outside. We'll be right back.
We're back now with Today Food, and not one but two fresh and delicious recipes courtesy of our friend and former colleague, Sama Dada.
Sama,
author of Dada Eats, Love to Cook It. She's here to make a beautiful spring pasta dish. Also going to do an easy dessert as well, but we're excited about this pasta dish especially.
I'm so glad. Thank you for having
me. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
So it's like an avocado pesto?
Yeah, so Al, you know I kind of do all these funky things with my food. I like to make sure that my recipes are healthy, they have nourishing ingredients. Mm-hmm. So I love making a creamy sauce using avocados.
Okay.
No dairy in it,
right.
Very minimal ingredients, and it's actually a pesto twist on it. So I'll tell you what we do first. So I'm going to put you guys to work.
Yes,
that's okay. Okay, so we're going to roast some tomatoes first. Oh. I like this because it adds some nice, juicy sweetness. Mm-hmm. There you go, Craig. I don't even have to tell you what to do. You're ready.
A little olive oil.
So we're going to put some olive oil, a little salt, some pepper, and then some red pepper flakes. I'm going to take the day off. I guess I'm not doing anything here.
I've been married for a while, so I'm not taking instruction well.
30 to 40 minutes, 425 mm-hmm. degrees. You want it to get some nice color. It's going to be nice and juicy and burst.
To burst.
Yes. Now, this is the best part, a blender pasta sauce.
Okay.
Like, imagine. Yeah. You can make a smoothie, but you're not. You're making a pasta sauce. Avocado in here. We're going to add some basil. So well, here's a little twist that I like to do with my pesto.
Yeah, what is that?
Some lemon juice. I'm going to do something for once.
Okay.
How's that? There we go.
Lemon
thank you so much.
Juice going to prevent it from turning brown.
It will, okay. And it's going to add that nice acidity. And like avocado is very creamy, so mm-hmm. it adds a little nice brightness.
Is this quinoa?
These are hemp seeds.
Oh,
so
wow.
I love. So we're going to add some garlic in there. Mm-hmm. I like using hemp seeds here because first of all, it makes this sort of a nut-free
pesto.
Close.
Close.
That was pretty good.
Very close.
Sama, I think this is important. My kids are allergic to nuts.
Yes.
And so they've always wanted to try pesto, but sometimes. Sometimes we can't trust it.
Hemp seeds are very nutty. They've got
really
great plant-based protein, a lot of omega, so it's a very healthy addition. And also, especially if you have kids and they're picky, they don't taste it. It's very, very
delicious.
Yeah, you can barely try. Do you want to try it?
Oh, yeah,
okay, I'm passing
really
it along. So okay. Basically, you get this nice creamy sauce. Right. We'll just add it into our pasta.
It's really good, Sama.
Oh, great.
Mix it up. It's very,
very
bright. It's light. And
wow,
you know what, too?
Really bright.
What I love about it is that you can serve it straight after preparing, or you can chill it for a pasta salad. Because we love options. I've never frozen it before. I usually just like making it fresh. It's also very easy to make. Like, it comes together so quickly.
This is delicious.
That's for dessert.
You know I love your dessert.
I know. And I'm also so happy to tell everybody, as I always do, to break up with their oven. I feel like I do come here.
You
and
do.
I'm just like, hey, everybody, time
but
to
you
break.
Exude health. Like, your
yes.
skin is that's glowing, right. So we want to know what you're making here.
Yeah, I'm sorry to ovens
oh
everywhere,
gosh,
but I love
so
no
good.
Baking. I'm so glad you like it, Dylan. Also, gluten-free pasta, you could do that mm-hmm. for cal. Anyway. Peanut butter in here. We're going to add
some... Could you use almond butter, another nut butter?
100% else.
Okay.
You can use almond butter, cashew butter. We're going to add some maple syrup in ooh. There. I love using unrefined sweeteners, just keeping everything very minimally mm-hmm. processed.
Okay.
Some coconut
so
oil
good.
In there,
so good,
a little
right?
bit of vanilla extract. Once you mix this up... See, the reason I developed this recipe is that I found that I was baking brownies just mm-hmm. to eat the batter. Like, you know, so I'm like, problem solved, Sama. Like, mm-hmm. what are we going to do? We're going to make an edible brownie batter. So once this is nice and creamy and incorporated, we're going to add some almond flour.
Mm-hmm.
So this is nice because it's grain free, it's gluten free
it
options for everybody.
Cooked.
Doesn't need to be cooked.
Okay.
We're gonna add that almond flour straight in there,
mm-hmm.
and then we're gonna just add some unsweetened cocoa powder. So this is gonna give that nice, rich brownie
oh, wow.
batter vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
what is going on?
Al is just
making a mess.
I love mini chocolate chips; they're just fun. I'm always
oh,
trying to find
good.
Ways to add more
mm-hmm.
chocolate into everything.
Well,
add
great.
That in there.
Oh man!
Very minimal. It's delicious. And now. Once you get that there,
right.
you're going to spread it onto a sheet. So
with
you
parchment
could just,
paper on there?
Exactly. You could just rip this straight up, but you could also do what I do, which is make bars out of it. Add a little bit of melted chocolate on top, a little flaky
oh,
sea
wow.
salt.
That's
and I'm like the type of person that always likes to have like a little sweet treat in my freezer at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Like some people meal prep and I'm like a dessert
this
emergency.
This is like one bite
yeah.
and you've got like
yeah.
a nice little
and the sea
treat.
Salt on top of it.
Sama, thank
it
you.
Oh,
thanks
delicious.
As always.
Thank you guys.
Don't forget, you can save both of these recipes by signing up for a free Today Food account. Just scan the QR code below or you can head to today.com/food to get this recipe and get your free account. Third hour today, right back after this.
Very good.
Well, that was fun.
That
good
was
show.
Fun.
Tomorrow, third hour.
Joseph.
Rock icon Billy Idol's going to perform live in Studio 1A.
Nice. Coming up on Hoda and Jenna, co-host of the Great American Baking Show, Casey Wilson.
We will see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.